All right, thank you for that, and thank you for being with us tonight. I know you have a lot of different family things going on, and we won't be long at all, but we do appreciate you coming, appreciate all the music, and I will say with the bright lights in my eyes, you guys look great. I can't see you at all, so you could be out there. I thought for a while I was at a rock concert with all the lights on, but anyhow, Raul was talking to me about that earlier. But thank you for being here, and I hope you have a great Christmas, and I do thank you for taking time to be with us tonight. I got one verse for you. I want to share a couple quick thoughts, and we'll be done. We won't be long. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." I want to look at the thought from this verse tonight. Many years ago, for our family vacations, if you've been here at all, you know, every summer we end up in Washington on my wife's family's farm, and we hang out there for at least a week. I remember many, many years ago, my sister-in-laws were younger. They were all still living at home. And they're like, "Hey, why don't you watch an old movie with us?" And this is summer, by the way. In the middle of summer, it was very hot. And they're like, I'm like, "Okay, what do you want to watch?" And they said, "Let's watch It's a Wonderful Life." I had never heard of it, to be honest with you. I thought, okay. And then as we started watching, I'm like, okay, this is July, and this is a Christmas movie. There's something going on here. But how many of you have seen that? Lift your lights. I can't see your hands. Okay, God bless you. Of course, all of us know that movie, and we know that story. Where a man who wants to kill himself, and he's given this gift, he gets to go back to see what a difference his life made for others. Now, being a pastor, of course, my favorite scene in the movie is the offering at the end. That's by far the best part of the movie. So we'll have a basket out here, and you can bring your money later. But thinking of that, wonder what difference our life makes. Jesus talked a little bit here about the difference he can make in your life. He said, "I am come," the purpose. Jesus wasn't just, you know, the story of Christmas is not the end, it's the beginning. It was the necessary thing that needed to happen for Jesus Christ to become human and live on this earth. That's Christmas time. We're celebrating that particular event. It was when Jesus, who was God, by the way, became flesh. It's where the prophecies of the Old Testament that talked about the Messiah who would come and die for the sins of the earth were fulfilled. By the way, you cannot read the Old Testament and the prophecies and see how Jesus fulfilled them and have, if you have an IQ over a plant, and not understand that this was a divine thing. It was not just something that happened on accident. It's when our Savior arrived on this earth. But why did he come? Why did Jesus come to this earth? Well, it's outlined for us in the Bible. In fact, if you've ever seen the Charlie Brown Christmas Story, even Linus nailed it. It's in Luke chapter 2, verse 11. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Christmas is a story of God coming to earth, being born in human flesh, so that he could die upon the cross to be our Savior. That is what he's saying. He's saying, here's why I came. I came that they might have life. The eternal life we receive if we've trusted Christ as our Savior is a result of the fact that it started with Jesus coming to this earth in human flesh in the first place. And it ended with him dying on the cross. There's that song, "Born to Die upon Calvary." But there's much more to it than that. He not only said, "I am come that they might have life," he said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly." In the couple minutes I have left here, and we will not be long, I want you to see the possibility. We reference the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, and what his life and the difference it made in other people's lives. I want to look at this verse from two angles. The first angle is from the angle of Jesus Christ and the difference that he can make. You see, he offers us not just eternal life, but on this earth, he offers us an abundant life. We can live forever in heaven, but we don't have to be on our own until we get to there. He's with us in this life. Jesus Christ, because of his death on the cross, makes abundant life available to us. There was an old-time preacher. His name was R.G. Lee. Some of us may have heard of him. He's been dead for many years now. He took a trip to the Holy Land. And he was taken by their tour guide. They took him to Calvary, the place where Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And as the tour guide was going on and talking about, you know, the history of the place and all that, he asked a question. He said, how many of you have been here before? Now, this was R.G. Lee's first time. He had never been to the Holy Land. And as soon as the tour guide said, how many of you have been there before? He raised his hand. The tour guide looked at him and said, when were you here? And he said, I was here 2,000 years ago with Jesus when he died on the cross for my sins. You see, Jesus came to this earth and he made a difference or can make a difference in our life. You see, the choice is ours as to whether or not he does. He said, I am come that they might have life. That means it's an option. That means it's a choice, and we need to make that choice. Too often, people are looking for this wonderful life, this abundant life, in all of the wrong places. They may look for it in a certain relationship in their life. By the way, as we get older in our lives, when we were children, Christmas was about getting the gifts. That's the part we enjoyed. I don't know about you, but as a child, we would open up Christmas and get our gifts, and the part I didn't like was when we had to leave our gifts at home and go to our relative's house to eat dinner. How many know what I'm talking about? All right, I want to stay home. I don't want to go see those people unless they had more gifts for me. But as we got older, that changes now, right? What we like more about Christmas is not the gifts as much as it is we get to spend time with family and loved ones. But you know what? You can't find the abundant life in that. You can't find it in your career. And by the way, if you work somewhere, work hard. Have a great career. Be the best employee you can be. But if you're looking for fulfillment and abundance in that life, you're not going to find it. You can look for it in hobbies and activities and all those things, but you're never going to find it because Jesus made it clear where the abundant life comes from. It only comes through him. If you're saved and you've been saved any amount of time and you tried to live for the Lord Jesus Christ to the best of your ability, you could give testimony to that. You could give testimony to the way your life was before Jesus Christ. I didn't live, I'm old enough now to where I've lived at least two-thirds of my life living for the Lord, and a third of it I didn't live for the Lord. And that part was not good. My life got way better when I met Jesus Christ. My life got way better when I took advantage of the relationship I could have with him and the abundant life he can give to me. What about you tonight? What difference has Jesus? You say, Jesus isn't making a difference in my life. Let me just say this as kindly as I can. It's because we're not allowing him to make a difference in our life. I went through a period of time after I trusted Christ where I didn't allow him to work in my life. And then I realized he had something far better for me. What if Jesus had never come? Life would be pretty dingy. Not just our eternity, but our life on this earth. Jesus came that we can have a difference. And then briefly, once we know Jesus Christ, let's think about the difference we can make. It is easy, and by the way, we're all probably guilty of it at one time or another. It is so easy to get so tied into what Jesus is doing for us that we forget that we ought to be doing things for others. It's so easy to see this relationship as being one-sided. Jesus gives me all this, and I have such a wonderful life, but the Bible is pretty clear in many, many places that he wants us to take this life that he's given to us And he wants us to share that with others. You see, we would be horrifically miserable if Jesus had never come. But let me say this, is there anybody in this world who, if you weren't here, it would have made a difference in their life? I mean, Jesus wants us to take what we've got and live it in such a way and share it in such a way that other people can find him too. You know, sometimes people just need encouragement. Sometimes people just need someone to give them a spiritual hug and a spiritual pat on the back. Someone to care. By the way, I got saved because Pastor Esposito invited me to church on a special day, Easter Sunday. Before that Sunday, I was on my way to hell. And because he took the opportunity to invite me, I found the Lord Jesus Christ. He made I will owe him an eternal debt. Not just that, he encouraged me as a new Christian. And as I came into the church, somebody who was, you know, just out of the high school age and getting into the adult age, and I knew nothing about the Bible. I knew nothing. I'd only been to church less than the amount of fingers I had on my hand. There was people there that were an encouragement and a help to me. Are you making a difference in somebody's life? You know, I've done many funerals. Not always the most positive thing to do, but it's a necessary thing. I've done a lot of funerals. And by the way, I love doing funerals for people that know the Lord. It's just one of the best. And we've had so many good ones. Bernie's was good. Martha Washington, hers was like a party. So many of her family were saved. It was just so encouraging. But I've been to some of them, and we have eulogies. And sometimes someone will come up and give a eulogy, and I take this for what I'm saying. It's almost, in a way, they're kind of the person's life. You could tell they just didn't do much for other people. When you die and people talk about you, what will they say? Have you sought to make a difference in somebody's life the way Jesus Christ wants to make a difference in your life? Our lives are all going to come to an end someday. And yes, if we're saved, we'll be in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. But while we're here, not only do we experience that abundant life he's given to us, he wants us to be an encouragement and a help to other people. Is that the desire of your life? And I know we all got things we have to do. We all are rushing around, and we have families to take care of, and we have jobs to work. And I get it. Our schedule gets crowded. But the fact of the matter is, everywhere you go, every person around is an opportunity to touch them in a positive manner. To leave a spiritual legacy to them, starting with your family and moving on. You know, this abundant life's a wonderful thing. But it's not just something we receive, it's something we share. So the two questions tonight are this. Are you allowing Jesus Christ to do something great in your life? Or are you just somebody who knows Jesus Christ, but you're kind of just skirting around when it comes to allowing him to do some great things in your life? And then what are you doing to make a difference in the lives of others? If we can bow our heads and close our eyes for just a minute, we'll pray, and then we'll be dismissed. Our Father, we're so grateful for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Can't imagine where we would be without him. And Lord, if we've known him in any way and we've had a relationship, we've had some transforming things take place in our life. Father, I shudder to think what my life would be like if I had continued down the path that I was on. And I can never thank you enough for what you've done in my life. Lord, I know many people in this room, and you've done great things in their life as well. And Father, if there's someone in here that needs to continue on that path, Lord, all of us do, of course. I pray that you'd help them to allow you to do something great. And I pray that all of us, Lord, particularly in these times in which we live, there's one thing that we don't have too much of, and that's helping and loving others. May we truly make a difference in the life of someone. Bless us now, Father, as we go our ways. Bless us as we spend time with our families, Lord. I pray you'd keep us safe. Lord, may we think about you and all that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.